Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. My name is John. I'm your host tonight, but I don't do it alone. I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, Mr. Johns? How you doing, buddy?
How we doing, my brother?
Doing.
Today we're doing things a little different, everybody.
Yeah.
Kind of excited about the changes that we've discussed.
I'm kind of excited too.
Yeah, man. We're gonna switch things up a little bit, Josh. From here on out, from here moving forward, we're gonna switch things up a little bit. And today's title kind of describes what's going to be going on with Light It Up Live now. But before we get into that, you guys don't forget that we got a YouTube channel, man. Go over to YouTube and in the search bar, do us a favor. Type in at Light It Up Live, and you'll see that logo right above Josh's head. If you're watching us right now on video, you'll see that logo. And do us a favor, subscribe. Subscribe to the channel. Like, share. It's absolutely free. Do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. We've had a few changes around here. We are no longer going to be live streaming on Twitch. We're pulling away from Twitch. And we are now going to be on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble.
Rumble, baby.
So now
please check us out on Rumble.
Yeah, we're live now on Facebook, YouTube, and Rumble. But we're still going to be rebroadcasting on iHeartRadio and YouTube. But that's one of the changes. And today's show title, dude, we're almost at 30, Josh. Today,
it's a lot of shows, man.
Episode 29, no title.
No title.
No title. And it's kind of going to explain the changes that we're going to have around here. No title, because it's no title, no filter, no regret. That's what we're talking about today. Today we didn't prepare for nothing. We just made a few changes, and today Josh and I are just going to speak from our hearts on what's going on around us, what's going on in the world, things we dislike, things we like, and whatever's on our heart. And a big change that's going to be happening is you guys have probably noticed that Josh's spotlight hasn't been being done the last couple shows, because what Josh was trying to do, he was trying to do the spotlight on what the show pertained on the show title. So that's what he was kind of doing his spotlight on. And to be honest with you, that kind of held him back a little bit, in my opinion. And we're making some changes up around here, Josh.
Yeah, because, you know, I talk a lot, man. You know what I mean? So I was being restricted to one topic.
Yeah, man.
And I just, you know me, I like to make analogies on things. I like to make comparisons. You know, I am the epitome of straw man argument, I guess, if you want to say so.
So we talked about it today. We talked about the spotlight today, and we're taking the reins off. Josh's spotlight from now on is going to be whatever's on Josh's heart. We don't care if it's political, if it's faith-based, if it's what's going on in his life, if it's a movie, whatever's on Josh's heart and he feels needs to be talked about, whether if it's world news, state news, whatever it is, Josh's spotlight has the reins off. It is now going to be whatever's on Josh's heart. And so, I'm really excited about that, brother. I am. I'm excited about that. Let's get raw.
Let's get raw.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, did you get to tell everybody what the show's about? Did you get to tell them that Genesis 1-3? I was waiting for my Genesis, man.
Oh, wait for the Genesis. Yeah, I forgot. We always like to start the show, but I forgot today. We always like to start the show on how we came up with Light It Up Live. Our buddy, Mr. Impact, came up with Light It Up Live. He pulled it out, the Bible, and that comes Genesis 1:3-4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here. Each episode on Light It Up Live, we try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. Mm-hmm. Episode 29, brother. I can't believe that we're almost to 30. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I'm actually happy to say that we're on Rumble now. It's a newer platform. I mean, it's got a lot of political stuff on it, but it's a good platform.
That's
man.
Okay.
It's like YouTube. If you're watching the show and you don't know nothing about Rumble, go ahead to the website. Check them out. Yeah. I posted a link, you know what I'm saying, to their site there in the chat.
We are now on Rumble, baby. Hey, Josh.
So,
check this
what
out.
You got? Oh, no, yes.
Ooh.
That's a dupe. That's a dubby.
Dubby, bro.
Dubby energy drink. Yeah. Did you get yours already?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did, obviously. Oh, you got the shaker, Dubby. Too. That's a Dubby shaker.
Dubby came into the studio. Boy, look at this.
Look at they that.
They sent me the Push and Punch.
Push and Punch. You got to keep pushing.
And punch. Push and Punch, you guys. Dubby is actually, it's our first sponsor, Josh. That's come on, boy.
Yeah, I got an energy drink. He's like, hey, the show needs a little more energy. You know, we got you.
We got us our first sponsor, man. I'm pretty excited about that. So it actually came in. Yours should be here soon, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Can't yours should wait. Be here you soon. You said you tried it. You digging it? You like it?
I love it. I love yeah. it. It's delicious. It tastes really good. And I tell you what, guys, you go to www.wgg. When you at checkout, man, when it comes time to put the discount code in, if you put at Light It Up Live, you guys are going to get 10% off, man. This stuff is delicious. I'm really liking it. It has steady energy that lasts without the jitters, man. You don't get the jitters or the crash, Josh. Has no sugar added.
No sugar.
Just clean energy, man. They got a lot of unique flavors, and they actually, how they do it, how you don't get the jitters, how they do it, their secret is they got coffee fruit extract plus vitamins and amino acids. You know what I mean?
So and it's the good stuff. You know
it sure is, man. It's it sharpens your mental focus, man. And so you guys make sure that you check out Dubby, man. Go to Dubby.gg. And when you check out, put that discount count in, man, at Light It Up Live and get 10% off. 10% off, man. Look at that. Us over here at Light It Up Live, man. We're hooking you guys up with discounts, man. That's how we do.
That's how we do. Well, yeah, that's a good sponsor, man. That's a good first sponsor. I can dig it.
Yes. And
then they sponsor us right after the last show, right?
Yep.
Yep. That's what's
absolutely.
Up.
Yes, sir. So you guys, we've been talking about how Josh's spotlight's gonna be a little different.
Yeah, because the world's funny. The world's funny, Mr. Baker. What's on your mind right now going on in the world?
Going on in the world, what I don't like right now is division. I don't like the division that's going on in the country. And I wrote a monologue later that I'm going to go over it about. I can't stand the division. And I'll say it right out loud. And I don't care. I voted for Trump. I did. I voted for Trump. But I don't like the division in this country right now, man. And it makes me angry. It's okay for people. We can have different opinions. We can have different outlooks on things and still not hate. And we'll get into that a little bit more. But I'm interested to hear the new fresh Josh's spotlight, brother.
I'm
ready
song,
for this, man. We taking the reins off of Josh's spotlight, boy.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what time it is.
Ha ha! Josh's spotlight.
Yeah, I don't have none of that stuff. I'm on some good old coffee. Yeah, I use that. You got the whole can.
What you got for Josh's spotlight today, my brother?
Well, I want to talk about how I feel about what's going on. You said division is a problem for you. Mine, honestly, is the hatred on Christianity on a whole going forward in our country. It's gotten kind of ridiculous. You know what I mean? Every time I turn around, you know, Christians are bad at this, we're bad at that, whatever, okay? I'm gonna refer to the latest incident that Don Lemon went into the church with a group of people. Two predominant members of one group, and then Don was there too. Now, these two, I'm going to leave them unnamed because we're not trying to do that on the show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not Don, of course, but these two got arrested. They're being charged under the KKK Act, which is the same charges that people were getting outside of abortion clinics for just praying. I mean, it's a horrible charge, you know? But Don somehow slipped through the cracks, and the magistrate judge said, we're not going to bring charges against Don. well, this can't happen like this, because if it was any other religion's religious building, you know what I mean, whether it be a synagogue, a mosque, anything, and that would happen, there'd be unrest. It would be constant on the news. You would hear nothing but, you know, these people are hateful because of this. We got to stop this. You know, I know, okay, that this country was founded on Christianity. Christianity is the backbone of this country. We created the separation of church and state law just so other religions could practice theirs here without being persecuted, without being intimidated or anything like that. It did not mean that the country itself had to turn its other, the other cheek to hatred towards Christianity. Of course, I'm not saying anybody be mean to anybody, but it needs to be recognized that when it comes to Christians versus, yes, there's bad people in every group. And I know there's bad Christians. I hear about them all the time. It's called the straw man argument. When you want to talk about this and someone says, what about that? They're not good comparisons. You know what I mean? On the whole, most Christian people are well-rounded. They're good. And, you know, they don't really try. They stay in their lane. They don't try to bother anybody. And, I mean, when... like George Washington himself, it's impossible. He said it's impossible to govern a nation without the Bible and God. And for anybody that's trying to twist history around a little bit and act like, oh, you're not a Christian nation, absolutely, 110%. And, you know, church and prayer were both in schools for a long time when the public school systems were first created. You know, so was the Pledge of Allegiance, man.
Yep.
I mean, what's going on with... the deportations and everything, it's the same thing as the hatred for religions. You know what I'm saying? People's right to disbelieve does not trump someone's right to believe.
Come on, boy.
It just doesn't. Yeah, it never will. And, you know, if I know you have Christian charities, you have Christian schools, you have Christian food drives. I can't think of another religion that does things like that. So at the end of the day, people just really just need to worry about your own house, I guess. You know what I mean? And the hatred towards Christians on a whole. Again, I'm not angry about nothing. This is just what I'm observing. You know what I mean? I'll be honest, but I had to revisit Jesus about 15 years ago because I was Theos for a long time. I was Buddhist. You know what I mean? I just loved everything. I loved the spiritual everything. And I came back to Jesus and I realized, yeah, some religions might feel good, might seem good, you know, but for me, Christianity is the way, and I literally came back to Jesus because I saw Christians being hated on, and I just couldn't take it. I couldn't have it. I was like, you know, anything that's that powerful needs to be protected, you know, and if it's just one me at a time, then that's what I'm going to do. So, I mean, that's my spotlight, you know. I wish the country would heal religiously, you know, and I mean, even if you don't come to Jesus, you know, I wish you would, I really do, you know, but even if you don't that, at least come to peace and, you know, I'm not going to take quotes from anybody, but we need to get along, you know, and that, cause the country was founded on getting along. That's why you were safe. You know what I mean? To believe in Santa Claus, to believe in the Easter Bunny, believe in whatever you want. I mean, I'm not even one that hates all people believing they're cats or something. That's fine, man. If it makes you happy and it doesn't affect me and you're not eating my cat food, we're good, you know? So.
And you know what? the way I see it, if somebody's a good person or not, that's the way I see it. And as long as they don't try to shove their beliefs down my throat, I'm okay with those people. I want them to have the best. As long as they're not putting Jesus down in a bad way in front of me, or they're not hurting people. You know, if they're a good person, whatever your beliefs are is your beliefs, and that's the way I see it. You know, because you know Jesus loved everybody. Not just the people that loved him.
Well, and you've heard the term, you shouldn't talk religion or politics, right?
Yep.
Remember, we were discussing this earlier. That was a term coined by the government, because the more you talk about these things, the more aware you are, the more you know about these subjects, religion especially. You know what I mean? You can't be controlled if you're knowledgeable in the subjects. You can't just be spoon-fed. You know what I mean? Like the story you just saw about the tunnels and stuff.
Yep.
And then we researched it and figured out it was AI stuff. You know, it's just, that's a problem. You know what I mean?
And, yep.
But yeah, that's my spotlight, dude. It was just, for now, first show, no title, no filters. I mean, you know, I worded it the best I wanted to. You know what I mean? To say a few other things. I'm a Trump voter, too. Yep. I don't care who knows it. Yeah, it's
yeah, me neither.
We're part of 77 million other people. I mean, let's go. You know.
Like you know, this show will always remain faith based. It will always remain a Christian show. But where we're changing things is a lot to do with Josh's spotlight. You know, like we were saying, he was having to kind of have reins on it because he was having to stick with the title of the show, the subject of the show. We're not doing that no more. Josh is going
to
speak.
Well, I was trying to keep it.
Yep.
I was trying to keep it PG 100%. You know what I mean? We're good at it. We've been around people for so long, me and you, that we're able to flip a switch, talk appropriately, no matter what, you know, cause I mean, if you can get your point across without having to use harsh ways, then you truly know what you're talking about anyway.
Nope. I mean, my passion is always going to be helping those that struggles from mental health, addictions, you know, people that suffer in any kind of way. That's always going to be a passion of mine. And it's always going to be a passion of mine to try to get, preach the gospel and to try to get people to feel that wonderful feeling that I feel after I walked in the fire for 35 years. And I'm always going to preach that. You know, but you know where the show is going to change is that if there's something on our mind, Josh and I are going to talk about it. We're not going to hold back.
No, yeah, it's hard not to address certain situations. Yeah,
well, we're going to talk about it. We're not just going to continue to keep our mouths shut, and we're not going to do it no more. So if there's something going on in our lives, in the world, in our state, or anything in the news, anything, we're going to talk about it. You know, we're gonna keep it the same show, but we're gonna talk about some tough subjects from now on, and not all tough, but you know what I mean. We're still gonna have fun. It's still gonna be lighted up live. We're still gonna be here for you, but we're taking the reins off a little bit, and we're gonna talk about whatever we want to. To be honest with you.
So did you see? We're supposed to get a cold front coming through on Tuesday.
That, man.
Yeah, the weekend we're going to be 80 degrees. Yeah, and the rest of the country is frozen. I don't know how them people in Minnesota are outside protesting.
Yeah,
my daughter, 15.
My daughter goes to college in Iowa. She called me, was it yesterday? Yesterday she called me, and the feel like temperature there was minus 13.
Oh no, thank you.
Minus 13, bro. Whoa.
Eskimo weather, man.
Oh my goodness, man. I'm today I've been in flip-flop shorts and a tank top. I've been chilling.
Yeah, it was 77 today, because when I was out and about, my little thermometer on my vehicle was like 77. Yeah. Like, that to me is the perfect year and the perfect temperature, buddy. Yes, sir.
Sir, I like how you said the little thermometer, that little thermometer on my vehicle.
Yeah, it's because it's real tiny, you know. It's probably not tiny. I'm just getting old, so it's gotten smaller. Yeah, it knows. Like, how old are you? Oh, you're that old, huh? I'm gonna shrink down so you can't see me. Thank God it's backlit. I wouldn't stand a chance.
Yeah, sir. You guys don't forget that we got a YouTube channel, man, over there in YouTube land. You guys make sure to go to YouTube, man, and in that search bar, you put the at symbol and light it up live, all one word, at light it up live, and do us a favor, man, for absolutely free. Click that subscribe button, man, and like, share, tell people about it, let them know about Light It Up Live, man, help support the show.
We definitely use the support. I'm hoping we do pretty decent on Rumble over here.
Yeah, Rumble, man, that's new now. We pulled off of, we decided to pull off of Twitch, and Josh has been on me about Rumble for a while, and we pulled it from Twitch, and we are now on Rumble Live. We're gonna be on Rumble, YouTube, and Facebook Live from now on, and I'm excited about that, man. I'm excited. Some new changes, man. I'm excited. New change to the spotlight. New change for Rumble. We got us a got us a new sponsor with the delicious Dubby Energy. Delicious.
Yeah, I was like, look, the show's called Light It Up Live, and our first sponsor is Dubby.
Yeah.
If you push the U the other direction, yeah, it's like, yeah, what are we doing, bro?
Careful,
like,
careful.
We don't promote none of that, you know?
Absolutely.
But I like them. I like them as a sponsor. Yeah, I can't wait to try mine.
Yeah, yours should be there soon.
Is it the same flavor you got, or is it different?
I don't know. What they sent us was called the Chef's Choice. And they pick it, and it's random. And like I said, I got push and punch. It's really good. I'm a fruit punch kind of guy, and it's really good, man. Good stuff.
They pick it and flick it, huh? All right.
And it's this little tiny scoop, man, itty bitty little scoop I put in my cup, little blip, and shake her up, man, and energy.
Well, I know you do like the sugar-free stuff.
Clean energy, too. Yeah, it don't give you the jitters, man. You know what I mean? So, good stuff.
Clean energy. Yeah, I ain't going to lie. My coffee's good stuff in the morning. You know what I mean? But about around 1 o'clock, I'm feeling it. You know what I mean? And I don't want to drink more coffee because it's just... So, yeah, caffeine, you know, gets me up, but it lets me down, you know.
So, Josh, tell me about ice, brother. Let's get into it. How do you feel about... How do you feel about all the ice raids? And did you see the one story of the little boy?
He
looked about to be 7 or 8 years old. And what was it? Ice came to, was it?
The headlines that we read about the story was ice kidnapped this little boy from his family. Okay. Ice used this little boy to lure the mother out or lure the father out.
Right.
What really happened was the father saw ice. And he abandoned that child outside and ran inside. ICE did not abduct this child or of any kind. But, you know, the mainstream news, they'll put that, they pull at your heartstrings. And they do it on purpose, you know. And the real problem that's going on with the whole ICE thing, it's not necessarily their tactics. Now, there was an incident. There was a shooting. A young man got shot yesterday. And that's being investigated. But that's anyway. The problem is local police and these governors, mayors, are not working with the federal government. They're pushing back against the federal government. That's not safe. You know what I mean? Like you got the mayor of Indianapolis, Minnesota, wanting his own police officers to go up against federal police officers. Even his cops are like, this is a bad idea. All right. Look, this, when it comes to deportation, okay? Trump, during his first term, his first 4 years, he deported 1.2 million, 1.2. All right, so far into his second term, he's only deported 650,000. Now, Obama was literally dubbed the deporter in chief. Like, that was one of his nicknames, because he deported in his 8 years 3.2 to 3.4 million people. Some months, he did 400,000 drops, like 400,000 people deported in 1 month. Like, he was serious with the deportations, but for some reason, all this heat's coming back on Trump. And the news media is pushing these people to go out and protest because they think that you're not making a change. All right. No one's listening to you. You're literally being used, all right, to push a narrative, to push an agenda for this group of people. All right. If you would allow ICE to cooperate with local police, this would be over in 2 weeks. And it'd be business as usual, you know?
Yeah, man. I know the world needs Jesus and they need him quick, man. You know,
it's getting rough.
Man, I'm so tired of the hate. I'm so tired of the division. I'm so tired of the finger pointing, you know, and it becomes exhausting, man, you know, trying to stay middle ground on it. It really does.
Because for the most part, you can see two sides of it.
Absolutely.
Like, don't get me wrong. I see an immigrant child, right, crying because mom and dad got taken. They take that photo of that little girl crying, and they throw the headline up there. You know what I mean? And you're like, oh, man, I don't want to see that. No. I don't want to see children, you know, American children burying their parents because they, you know what I'm saying, they went to war. Of course, we don't want to see none of that. But, I mean, the fact remains,
if you've been in this country for like 10 plus years and you ain't seeked citizenship before this, I mean, Biden was in office for the last 4 years. You should have been able to blow right through and get your citizenship. No, they had it locked off harder than anything. They didn't want you to become American citizens. They just wanted you to come here to vote for them. And that was right. It. Here's some welfare. Here's some shoes. Here's a nice house. Go vote for me. That's all. That's all it was. And we're getting back to a sense of normalcy. You know, I don't know about
normalcy. There's ain't been nothing normal lately.
No, no. The only thing normalcy is the path to maybe our elections. We got the midterms coming up. Maybe they'll be more fair now that we're doing away with so many illegal voters. We're getting rid of the Dominion machines. We're going to go to paper ballots. You know what I mean? Let's get back to a safe way of running the country. I mean, honestly, the country is a business. And we just so happen to have a good businessman at the helm. Someone who wasn't a career politician. Because, I mean, honestly, people's like, I don't know how you voted for him, man. He's racist. I don't think so. I would never back somebody that I thought was remotely racist. Because, I mean, to hate somebody for the color of their skin is blasphemous. All right? God don't make no mistakes. So how dare you say he did, you know? And it's just I don't have another word for it besides a cuss word, so I'm going to skip it. But it's just dumb. It's dumb to, you know, just assume because I voted politically this way. I wasn't even Republican. I was a centrist, you know what I'm saying? I was more of a Green Party person growing up. But I got to stick with law and order. Because, I mean, yeah, police, there are bad ones, okay? And sometimes you'll meet one, and they suck. But if we didn't have them, this world would be chaos, you know? And I got to side with them, you know what I mean? Some of their tactics ain't cool. But, again, I'm not out there risking my life. I'm not out there, you know what I'm saying, doing that hard work. So,
yeah, no, I mean, man, it's
didn't they tell us, man, if you're not a doctor, you shouldn't speak about the vaccine? Well, okay, well, if you're not used to getting shot at, you shouldn't speak about rounding people up, as they like to call it, and shipping them out. So, I mean, there's a big reason that the African-American community is not backing any of these Somalians. You know what I mean? And all you got to do is watch that. Just watch that. Like, what's going on there? They know.
It's so shocking to me, things that are going on, you know what I mean? And the hatred, and I don't know. And people starting to say that the United States of America are becoming Nazis because the way we're just, you know, the way they see it, that we're just going and taking land. And then coming to find out it was because of oil. And now we're talking about more land gonna be taken. Man, it's just so sad, man. And when you got young children, it kind of scares you about their future, you know, when things are going on like this, man. And that's why I want to keep preaching the word of God to people, because man, this country needs God. This world needs God. Jesus, we need you now. We need you now, because it's the division and the hatred, and it's leading to a bad place, man. It's leading to a bad place. And I'm going to be completely transparent about this. This show is called No Title, and we're not holding nothing back on this episode. I voted for Trump, but I can tell you right now, I regret it, because the way some of the things he's doing, I don't agree with. I think he's kind of lost it a little bit. And he's still doing some things that I do agree with, but man, there's some things that he's just gotten a little crazy to me. And I think the country's not heading in a good spot right now. I don't. He's got the country completely divided. He's going in and he's taking other countries like Hitler. And I don't agree with it, man. I really don't. Was he the best option at the time? Yep. He sure was.
Now, hold on. I got to interject with this. Are you talking about Greenland, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, they did interviews with a lot of the people in Greenland. A lot of the people on the ground interviews. And it was divided, but not like you think. One half of them said, yes, we would absolutely like to be the United States. We would absolutely like to give them more control over this super strategic area on our planet, on our globe, that will, I mean, it's needed. And the other half, wasn't divided the other way, like, no, I don't want to. No, they just said we'd be willing to have more talks going forward. It sounds like a good idea. So again, that's another one of the news things. They painted it like he was just taking countries. He's not taking anything. It's still got to be decided. You know what I'm saying? We already have a major base there. Trump's only wanting a bigger base, a bigger, he's wanting to be able to move around that country with our military freely. He's not talking about taking their resources or, because I mean, I don't really have a lot of resources, but it's just a, you got some penguins and ice, but I mean, it's just a strategic place because Russia is like right there above Canada. Greenland literally separates, you know, and, they watch in a couple weeks, they're going to totally debunk all the hatefulness towards that story, I believe. Because, yeah,
I don't know, man.
In Venezuela, I mean, him arresting Maduro, you saw his citizens, them citizens were cheering that. They were loving it. They were crying that Donald Trump had taken this dictator away and now they're free. And then it was given over back to the rightful winner of their election. I forget their name. But, yeah. The news, I don't know. The news makes everything. Hell, the news make you think that tariffs are bad. When they're actually good, man. You know what I mean? They're like, prices of everything is going to go up because of these tariffs, man. Nothing's went up. Nothing's went up. Some stuff's creeping down a little bit, just creeping, but nothing went up. So.
Amen. You guys don't forget to check us out on YouTube. This show today, it was, we just wanted to come on here and we wanted to be raw today. We wanted to open up about how we feel, how the world's going, and share some opinions of ours. That's why it was called No Title, and but it was No Title, No Filter, No Regret. And I don't regret nothing that we talked about today. And, you know, absolutely. And Josh's spotlight is going to continue to be that. He's going to speak what's on his heart. You know, I mean, we're always, I and Josh, we're both always going to preach the gospel. And I'm always gonna be a Christian man, but that doesn't mean that that I have to bite my lip and close my mouth about things that I see going on in this world that I don't like. So if there's something that we want to talk about, we're gonna talk about it. You know, we're still gonna come up. We're still gonna come up with good shows to try to help people. But sometimes some things just need to be talked about. That's why we wanted to come out with this show tonight and talk the way we did, because sometimes we just can't keep our mouth shut, Josh.
Sometimes you can't turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek doesn't mean strike me in the other side. You know what I mean? It means, look, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. So sometimes the show needs to be a reminder.
Yeah. And division was my biggest thing. I don't like the way our country's going. I don't like it. And,
fake information is pretty much our biggest problem. You know what I mean? You got these people believing this. Like, I believe the earth's flat. You know what I mean? I mean, well, we got problems with bad information. So
the division and the hatred isn't bad information. It's that's real.
No. The reason they hate each other is because they're being lied to. They're getting bad information. Yeah. You know? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good, brother. We are good.
Yeah, it's definitely going on. People definitely hating on each other at an alarming rate over the most craziest subjects. I mean, I know what something that ain't big to me might be to somebody else, but honestly, at the end of the day, most of the problems going on right now, like, I don't go out of my way to bother anybody that doesn't live like me. I don't search for them on the internet. If there's a music on YouTube I don't like, I don't look it up just to give it a thumbs down. Do you know what I mean? Some people just, they feed off the negativity to where the rest of us, like you, is tired of the division.
I'm sick of it, man. I wish people could love more. I wish people, you know, just could, you know what I mean? But
honestly, man, people ask who you voted for. I tell them, man, I'm a felon, man. And they're like, oh, okay. I don't vote. It's kind of easier, man, than it is to explain why you voted for. It's like, look, I'm a felon. They're like, all right, never mind.
Well, you got any final thoughts, man, before I get to my final thoughts?
No, my only final thought is I'm glad
we're going to switch up the show a little bit. And no my bet. My spotlight ain't always going to be politics. You know what I mean? Right. Like there's other things like music. Don't get me started in how terrible that is now. But yeah. You know what I mean? It'll be different stuff. But I'm glad that we can freely talk a little more. Like so yeah. We're just trying to keep the show 100% usually friendly. You know, a lot of terms of service for different platforms are strange. Every once in a while, you break a rule and not even realize it. So, anyway, we've educated ourselves a little more. We've gotten almost 30 shows in, getting better. You know what I mean? Getting better at it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're always going to stay faith-based. We're always going to be here to try to help people. But we're just going to be a little more raw. If there's something on our chest and if there's something going on in the world that we want to talk about, we're going to talk about it. We're not just gonna dance around it and ignore it, and then come on here. Hey, welcome to Light It Up Live. When the country's in crisis, we're gonna talk about some things from now on. We're gonna talk about it, but that's not gonna be our main focus. But we're not gonna be scared to talk about it.
And people's anguish and them protesting. I'm not saying it's not gonna change anything. All right, but people really got to take a step back and look. What am I gonna gain out of this? Personally, what am I gonna gain out of this? If it's just for likes and clicks, you might as well go home. Like, honestly, there's going to be a time in our world that we're not going to care about that anymore. Yeah, and I promise you that, you know what I mean? So just, I don't know. Think about your own safety. Go home. If you want to protest, do it online. You know, I don't know. Anyway, that's all I got to say, buddy.
All right, my brother. All right. Well, here, this is my final thoughts, brother. I'm going to be honest with you. The division in our country sickens me. Not because we disagree, but because we've forgotten how to see each other as human. We've turned opinions into identities, differences into enemies, and somewhere along the way, we stop listening. We shout, we label, we cancel, and we wonder why we feel so disconnected. I don't believe we were meant to live like this, angry, suspicious, and hardened towards one another. You can stand firm in what you believe without tearing someone else down. You can be passionate without being cruel. You can disagree and still choose dignity. What breaks my heart most is that we're all hurting in some way, yet instead of reaching for healing, we reach for blame. We let fear do the talking. We let pride build the walls. And we've forgotten that unity doesn't mean being the same. It means compassion. And here's where my faith steps in. Because when I look at Jesus, I don't see division. I see love. I see truth wrapped in grace. I see someone who reached across to every line in the world, drew, and said, love your neighbor. Not just the one who thinks like you, not just the one who votes like you, everyone. Scripture tells us, blessed are the peacemakers, not the loudest, not the angriest, the peacemakers. And maybe right now, being a peacemaker starts with choosing love over outrage, humility over pride, and prayer over pointing fingers. I still believe God isn't finished with this country. But healing won't come through winning arguments. It'll come through changing hearts. And that change starts with me, with you, with us choosing to look more like Jesus in a world desperate for his peace. That's my prayer. That's my hope. And that's how we find our way back to each other. And that is my final thoughts.
Man, my brother. Amen. I like that final thought. That was a good one.
I'm passionate about that, brother. I'm passionate about that. And man, I really don't like the way the country's going. I don't like the division, man. We need to get back to Jesus. Okay, so maybe somebody else voted differently than me. Okay,
yeah, it doesn't mean they're a terrible person.
I still love you. You have different political beliefs. That's okay. I still love you. As long as you don't hurt nobody, as long as you're a good person, I can still love you. We can still disagree and still love. We could still love the people in this country that are confused and, like you said, that are listening to false news and get worked up. People shouldn't have to get shot because they're driving a car away. The guy that did it shouldn't have to get blamed because he feared for his life. We should be able to come to agreements, and we should be able to love, man. And I'm so over it. I'm over the way this country's going. I'm sick of it. I've got a 10-year-old son that has to grow up in this, and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the way the country is. I'm sick of the hatred. I'm sick of the division. I'm sick of watching 7-year-old little boys go up to a door crying because his daddy had to run from ICE. I'm tired of it. People need to get back to Jesus, and our country needs help. That's the way I see it. And there's going to be people that disagree with me. Even my best friend Josh won't agree with everything I just said. But you know what? That's okay. That's the beauty behind this. It's okay to disagree with each other and not have hatred.
No, actually, brother, I agree with everything you just said. Amen. Even the little girl. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier,
It broke my heart.
It's unfair. Yeah, it's unfair to these children. It's totally unfair.
It broke my heart.
My opinion on soil-born citizens. You know what I mean? They've been here their whole life. I know a few. Yeah, they're born here. They've never broke the law. They love this place, and they're being deported. That breaks my heart.
They were born here.
Yeah, it breaks my heart. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I don't have control over that.
That's right.
I mean, I don't. And remember the whole serenity prayer. Accept the things you cannot change and wisdom. I don't have control over that. So I can't ruin my life or just, I don't know.
All we can do is try to keep spreading the message. We can continue to pray, and we can make sure that the people is within our reach and the people in our house. We can make sure that
their mind's in the right place.
That's right. We can make it. Because I know from my house, I know how we believe. And we're, you know what I mean? We're not going to hate around here. No. We're going to love. We're going to do our best not to judge. There's only one judge, and that's Jesus Christ. There's only one, and we're going to leave it to that. But I hope you guys had a good night with us tonight. We like I said, we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to kind of be doing this. We're going to be doing the same thing. It's going to be the same show, but there are going to be nights that we're just going to want to speak our minds. And whenever you see that show title, whenever it says no title, you know it's one of them nights. Whenever you see it says episode whatever, no title, it's one of them nights that where we have to talk about something when we're going to speak our mind. We're still going to come up with good quality shows that have titles that mean something, that reach out to people that need it. But we're going to have those shows that say no title.
Once in a while, not all the time.
That's right.
But
thanks, you guys, man. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube at Let It Up Live, all one word in that search bar. Hit that subscribe button and do us a favor. Remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. And hold on tight. God bless.
God bless you.
Heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Welcome home to Light It Up Live. Lift our eyes. Well-
Welcome home to light it up life.